Okay, perfect. Who do we have on the screen? Congresswoman Redcorn, Congresswoman Shaw. I think that's it. Okay, I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee emergency meeting to order. Today's date is September 22nd. Clerk, could you provide a roll call, please?
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman? Here. Congresswoman Lemon? Present. Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
And Chair Rebard?
Here. Thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Keene, you want to render a prayer this afternoon?
Thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask that you please watch over our mourners and give them comfort and peace. We ask that you guide us in the coming days and give us wisdom to make decisions that will benefit the Osage people. We also ask that if anyone has any burdens, or spoken or unspoken, just please provide them comfort and heal them as well. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Keene. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. Attached to the calendar invite are minutes from September 20th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for September 20th, 2022 as approved.
Second for discussion. Chair?
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Looking at the, I have to call on the clerk, but I do believe that a lot of these six yeas, zero nays, I know I was no on at least three or four of them.
Clerk, I have.
You recall that?
Yes, I have Congressman Tillman as a no on section 11 and section 12 and section 46.
Yeah, I just want it to be correct in the minutes.
Any more discussion?
Well, the motion's still.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe I left the meeting before it concluded. I don't see it reflected in the minutes.
Chair, that's true. She did leave during executive session, but we don't take minutes during executive session, so it wouldn't be reflected, but I'll adjust the vote count on adjournment, because I do remember that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? Congressman Keene, I think your motion would have to include as amended.
Withdraw and restate.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for September 20th, 2022 as amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is item number 5, ONCA 22-110, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,752,861 to the Osage LLC for business development investment capital, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Committee, we heard from the Osage LLC board yesterday and a couple of their officers that came with them. And we got a breakdown of where the what the plans are on each one. And when we got to the finance, we really didn't get through all of the financial part of it because of time. So today, I wanted to go through that portion of it. It's not very long. What you were sent just a while ago, we bundled it up, was the financials that have the ask in them for this bill. And then attached to are the big financials. And I had not previously sent those out because I thought they sent that to me as if I wanted support docs to use them. I didn't think we needed them, but since then I've had a couple of conversations, so I went ahead and sent them out as well. But it's all summarized in these pages that are marked. It's a memo from the to Congress from Osage LLC, and up in the corner it says Vertices, which is their contractor.
Okay, so that would be communication 22-462 and the invite.
Okay, I don't have that one in front of me, so if you can bring that up on the screen, Caitlin. There we go. Okay, if you go down to page 2. Here's page 2, and this one is a cumulative of all the LLC entities together for 21-22. And then if we go down to the bottom half of that page, here's the breakout, and this is what's also attached to your bill. And it shows Osage LLC at $787,861. That is the portion we'll see on another page here that lists out the personnel that they're wanting to add to their organization. You know, the board has been acting as managers, and they're trying to step back and be the board and hire the executives that they need in place. We met their CFO organization yesterday, and we met their CEO for the LLCs. The next one on there is the Skyway 36 at $1 million. Leave it. You were good. That's okay. Is Skyway. And I guess I ought to mention, you know, the reason I'm showing this screen is because there was some confusion with some members. They thought we were just throwing money over there, and we're not just throwing money over there. They're not asking for any money for ones. They're not asking for any money for OPDG. They're asking for $1,067,000 for Skyway 36, and Skyway 36 is a new entity for them that was handed over, and at the time we handed it over, there was no investment dollars that went with it. The ranch, they're not asking for any funds there. Lost Creek is this, I call it the little ranch. I don't know if everybody's familiar with it, but Lost Creek was the purchase we made, a year and a half ago? Which is a 2,000-acre ranch with a, I don't know what to call the home that's on there, but it's a lodge, I guess is what it is. It's a lodge, and it also has a bunkhouse that goes with it and some other amenities that go with the property. Some of us have toured that, some of us have not, but it is also an entity that was handed over to them without any money attached to it for investment. So they're asking for $648,000 for that entity. And then OIS, which is the broadband entity, they're not asking for any money there. And OGS, they're asking for
$1,000, and that's Osage Government Services, which is also a new entity that they're bringing forward. And so asking for $250,000 in opening costs for that. So that's how the bill actually breaks out. Congressman King.
Yeah, thanks, Congresswoman Stabler. So I'm a bit confused on the Skyway, and I should have brought this up 2 days ago. So we were awarded a grant for that. I'm taking it this money's not part of that. Like,
right, it's not. It's not. I see Congresswoman Lemon shaking her head, so I don't know if somebody's got some information on the grant.
Does anyone?
It was an EDS one.
I mean, right? Doesn't it seem confusing to other committee members that we were awarded a grant for the Skyway through the Osage Nation, and now the LLC is also asking for this $1 million for the Skyway?
Well, the grant went to them. It was for refurb on the building, to bring the building into compliance. Wasn't it?
Chair, I thought it was part of an EDS or EDA, mm-hmm. Economic Development Grant. That was sent to the Osage LLC from executive to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And from the report the other day, I thought that the building was not compliant,
mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, and that they needed money to get
accurate.
The building in compliance because of the grants.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way I understood it. Congresswoman Lemon.
So my understanding also is that it's not only the building, it's the property in and of itself. There needs to be some fencing added for compliance. They can't even insure the property at this point in time for the FFA regulation. And I'm not savvy on all that information. I don't know all of the details. However, I do know that they applied for some other grants, and we haven't had a report on it. We know that they did not receive some of the money, grants that they did apply for.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it might be economic development money, but the EDA grant is what you're talking about. They weren't awarded as much as I thought they were going to be awarded, but at the same time, Skyway 36 is not a working airport at this point in time. It's utilized for drones, my understanding right now, and they're wanting to get it to a working airport or at least in compliance. And there's a lot of upkeep and maintenance that needs to be done that we ourselves of the nation have not put forth and done. And this is strictly, in my understanding, a capital infusion for investment.
Mm-hmm.
For a entity that our nation laid in the lap of Osage LLC. Exactly like Congresswoman Stabler said, without any, so we expected them to make something out of nothing is one way you could look at it. And I realize that I'm going to go down this road it takes some courage or whatever kind of courage you want. There's different kinds of courage to sit there and be like, everybody wants to down LLC, down, 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 or just, you know, or call them a black hole or call them this or call them that. And I've had a lot of conversations with different members here, and I've heard all we have is gaming, and it is. But I do believe we've stopped the bleeding with Osage LLC. I do believe that they've done things that we've asked them to do. We created this board now that has subsidiaries that aren't under it. They have provided us with financials, and they're asking for our assistance in two projects that we gave them, and we did not give them any funds to go with those projects, to go forth with the projects. So it's easy to say, what are they doing for us? How much money are they going to give us? You know, all we have is gaming. We're never going to have anything if we don't have the ability and the courage to say we're going to get behind this in hopes that we have some economic development success. So I'll stop there. I know Congresswoman Stabler still has her presentation to go on. I'm sorry.
Congresswoman Stabler, Congressman Tillman had a question. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, and going back to Skyway 36, we were back on the grants that they received. Did we ever have a solid dollar amount? Does anybody remember the dollar amount from the grant that we received?
I don't recall it myself personally.
And maybe possibly what the, you know, the restrictions were, the guidelines were for that amount of money. Does anybody remember that? Can we pull that up? Do we know? It'd be nice to know. And then also, they're asking for a little over $1 million, and we had these. They provided us with these. Everybody remembers these yesterday, 2 days ago? Yesterday? I can't remember. But we don't have that. Do we have a budget or a breakdown for Skyway 36 on another sheet, another presentation of how that million, how they came up with that number and where it's going to go, what it's going to be used for?
Yes. A little bit of it.
Well, I mean, since we're on that subject, if we want to stop there, but I also did want to add that I can't remember the gentleman's name that presented for Skyway 36, but he said they are hoping to get two EDA grants that they're still hoping to receive. And I don't know the amounts of those grants that they're hoping to receive, but I'm just wondering if that could offset. Not that I'm going to vote for any of this, but if it could offset that $1 million ask.
Congressman Tillman, Candy Thomas has just messaged that if she were sent the link, she could update us on the EDA grants, if that's something you'd like, committee. She does have the information. Sure. She is the one that presented it to us. Congressman Keene.
Yeah, Chair, and just from news releases, they received a $2.1 million EDA grant last year. But I thought there was another grant they got even more recent.
Do you guys
want to get Candy on the phone?
Okay. Yeah. Caitlin, could you send that to Candy real quick?
And I just want to know, this grant is specifically for renovating and improving the building and adjacent hangar, as per numerous press releases.
Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Caitlin.
Chair.
I think that might be Whitney.
So. Congresswoman Redcorn.
I heard something.
I did too. Chair, this is Congresswoman Shaw. Can you not hear me?
Not real well, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm on my little laptop that I just sent you the grant, a copy of the grant from the previous legislation. But Congressman Keene is correct in the information that he is passing along. And if Ms. Thomas is on the phone, she can certainly explain it.
She sent us something in the email just now. Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Did you hear what she said?
Okay.
Speaker, I mean.
I do see it.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, back to Skyway 36.
Yes, sir.
They've received last year a $2.1 million grant. So the two grants that, I can't remember the gentleman's name, he was talking about yesterday or the day before, he was talking about two other EDA. The one grant they've already received was $4
million? Well, can I interject real quick? Trey just sent me an email. Just to clarify what Joe's saying. Chair.
Okay.
Skyway 36 received $4,231,258 in ARPA funds from ONCA 22-58.
$1,258 in ARPA funds from ONCA 22-58. $1,258 in ARPA funds.
So, right, but that's not a grant. Do we consider that a grant or an appropriation? How many EDA grants have they received?
Let's wait till Candy gets on the phone. Candy's here. Let's, Chair, if we could.
Okay, committee, let's get back on track. First of all, Caitlin, I need you to send out to the committee what Congresswoman Shaw just sent with regards to the grants.
I need you to send out to the committee.
We need to get the audio fixed. So let's all just, can we recess for like 5 minutes?
So moved.
And regroup.
Yes, ma'am.
You want me to shut off the audio?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas, could you please mute yourself if you're not speaking? We're getting a lot of feedback.
I have muted myself.